What's the motivation to have a festival around aurora and night sky photography?
Well, I guess there's been a growing interest in the last couple of years, especially in the last year. And it all kind of started with this Facebook group called Aurora Australis Tasmania, which was founded by Margaret Sonneman. And I joined last year in July, and there were a few hundred members then, and now we're over 5,000 members. So it's grown exponentially, and there's this really great interest now all over Australia, really, about viewing auroras in Tasmania, because a lot of people didn't realize that, you know, you could actually see them here. People thought they had to go, you know, to Alaska or Antarctica, pay lots of money to see them, and then suddenly they realized that, yes, you can actually view them in Tassie. So that's really what started the whole process. And then more specifically, I live nearby, near the signal station here, and Scott at the restaurant, when he met me a few months ago, he said, well, you're a photographer, do you want to have an exhibition here? You're welcome to use the walls and to have an exhibition. And I thought, well, that's a good idea. And at the same time, the members of the Facebook group were talking about having an exhibition because there were lots of photographers, lots of great images coming out. And we thought, well, it'd be nice to have, you know, to do something more with them. And so that's how, you know, the idea came into my mind. And then I guess I got a bit excited, and from an exhibition it became a festival with talks and photographic workshops and observatory visits, etc. So, yeah.
Does it take a while to get your head around the correct settings to get a decent photograph, particularly some of the magnificent ones we see on the walls?
Yes and no. I guess it depends what level you're starting with in photography. But the best is to have a DSLR and to know how to use it in manual mode and understand what ISO means, and, you know, what aperture means, all these kind of technical things, which are not complicated, but you have to have a good grasp of what it all means. And then you just, once you understand that, you need obviously a tripod, because you will be dealing with long exposures, you know, 10 seconds, 20 seconds, 30 seconds or more. And then you need just to try to do different tests. One big thing is the focus, because at night you can't really use the autofocus. So you need to know what the infinity focus setting is on your lens and put it in manual mode. So that's a big one, and a lot of beginners get caught with that, and they might get the right exposure, but then they get back home and think, oh, it's actually blurry, etc. So that's a big one.
Sounds like one of my attempts. So when you were putting together this exhibition, what process did you go through to pick who would get on the walls?
Well, I knew there were lots of good images out there, lots of photographers, and I knew we had limited space, obviously. And so I just asked people to submit one image, their favourite image, and then I told them that, you know, if we had more submissions than space available, then I would select them. I did have to make a small selection, a small cut, but overall I didn't get that many, because I think a lot of people didn't feel confident enough to print their images, or maybe they hadn't been through the process before. And so I actually had, there were a few people I knew had really good images and actually wanted to see them on the wall, because some of them were from different part of the state, for example. And I wanted a good representation for the whole of Tassie. So I actually had to push some people, say, come on, you know, I know you've got a good one, I've seen it on Facebook, you know, why don't you enter it? So, yeah, that's how it's happened. But I got less submissions than what I was thinking I would get initially.
Who knows what will happen if you do it again?
Oh, that's right. Now that's a bit more well-known, I'm sure it's going to be more popular.